jump off the table, do a scissor kick. I've been sitting
here about half. Come on, it's Monday. Where's your energy? Where's your spirit?
Yeah, listen up. Listen up. It's Taco Talk.
Go, Taco Loudly.
Good morning, good morning. Today is the first episode of Taco Loudly with Billy Lucas from Taco Rio. Good morning, man. What's going on?
Morning, Tom.
Let's kick it off with some jams. This is
hell yeah. David Lee Roth, my favorite singer of the band.
My favorite jumper.
John Pert?
Yeah, he's a very good jumper. Did you ever see Van Halen?
I have not, no.
Wish.
Well, I don't think you're ever going
to. Nah.
Parts are gone.
Well, Wolfgang's on tour right now.
Dude, so. Have you heard his new album?
Yeah, Behemoth. Yeah.
Good.
It is pretty good. Surprisingly good.
Well, we are back. We thought we'd give this a little adventure, a little experiment, and see if we could. Because you guys put out a great newsletter every month. We're kind of coming in the middle of the newsletter. Part of it was, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and we missed it.
Yeah, well.
You didn't miss it.
I didn't miss it.
The podcast
was in the middle
it.
Of the freaking S show that they call it. It was fun. Dude was rocking and rolling.
Well, it's what happens when you make a great product. People show up, and then you add a holiday to it. Boom.
Yeah, it was a perfect storm having St. Patty's on a Thursday. I think that's the perfect day for the holiday to be. We can ride the whole week, basically.
The whole week. I loved how Biden came in a green helicopter. I thought that was appropriate. Right?
Was that him, in fact?
Did you see him? He left yesterday. You didn't see that?
I did not see that. I was not looking that direction.
Did you know that he leaves in three helicopters?
Well, yeah. You got to make sure you don't know which one he's in.
You don't want to hit him with a taco. You want to make sure you hit the right one with
the burrito gun.
Yeah, boom. Well, good morning. We are coming back. This is our first try at this podcast because you do the newsletter, and I thought it'd be fun to just kind of get a personal touch, the Billy touch on the newsletter and just kind of go through it. Like I said, we missed some of it, but there's a lot of great stuff. I wanted to find – so you just mentioned this. I did not know this. So during St. Patrick's Day, you guys put out tacos with green shells.
We do. One day a year, we make green masa. Then we do our Irish taco. Mashed potatoes, corned beef, pickled green cabbage, mustard seed salsa,
dude,
little horseradish crema. It's the bomb. It's everything you would want in one bite.
The sad thing is it's over.
Sad, or I'm kind of glad this weekend's over, to be honest with you. Well, it's a long one.
You're glad. You're sad. You're glad. I'm sad because I would have loved to have tried that taco. And, you know, we'll figure out how we can do this podcast and be a little more informative. Maybe we could have put this out prior to this to the holiday, but we missed it. So we're gonna do our best. Next year we'll try to nail it. So everybody knows all about it.
We can talk about all the different Irish bands that are out there. I was playing some U2, one of my personal Irish bands, and you know, there's people that don't like U2 these days. I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
There's people that haven't even heard of U2
right,
these days.
Well,
I love U2. Would that be your favorite Irish band?
I would say so. I mean, Van Morrison's up there, but he's kind of a little older singer-songwriter. But yeah, U2, growing up, I mean, that was those songs still hold up. Joshua Tree, I mean, all those albums, October.
Oh, my God. Van Morrison is the shit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's get into this a little bit. Let's kind of fumble through this and see if we can learn something. So we're going to skip the St. Patrick's Day stuff, even though next year, do the same. Even better?
Yeah, yeah. We do the same. We've done the same special for 8 years now, and it's not going anywhere. People start thinking about it today like you are. Those who missed out or us in the industry as a chef, we serve a lot of corned beef this past weekend.
Yeah.
Something we don't want to see for another 362 days probably.
Somebody told me the other day, they said they don't like corned beef when it shreds apart. And I was like,
you like tough corned beef?
Yeah, well, I guess. Are you like it a little held in more together? I don't know. But
well, it's all how you cut it.
Yeah.
So maybe whoever they're doing needs to learn how to cut the corned beef across the grain.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, exactly. So one of the new things you guys are putting out is this Nacho Normal Tuesday.
Nacho Normal Tuesday.
Talk about it. So is this new? Always been?
New? Yeah, new. This is me being giving the bird to the Taco Tuesday movement that's out there that everybody does. We do Taco Tuesday every day, 365. So I was like, how can we be something different for Tuesdays. And then I was like, how about we make nachos? Because we don't offer nachos on our menu on the reg. So
I was going to say, I didn't think I've seen them.
You're not going to. It's a whole, we'll revisit that a little bit later as the restaurant grows and learns some of the riffs that we're jamming with. But it's just a little bit too hectic with chips and fries, which we do offer. So the carne fries are like sort of our nachos of what you would expect. But on Tuesdays, we make our own chips. We boil the corn, we grind the corn, we make, turn the corn into chips, and then we fry them. So there's not a fresher chip anywhere around. I dare you to find one.
And if you follow Taco Rio on Instagram, or I think I haven't seen it on Facebook. I know Instagram. I've seen there's actual video of chips frying.
Yeah, it's out there. Well, chips making, like we got the whole
chips
process.
Chips of making, chips of frying.
I mean, it is a pain in the butt, I have to tell you. It's so we're getting this corn from Mexico, 55-pound bags,
right.
Raw, heirloom, organic, sustainable, all those great buzzwords of corn. And then we get them up, and then we got to deal with them. We got to cook it. It takes about 8 to 12 hours for the process for the corn to get to the point where it's malleable enough. Then we rinse it with fresh water. Then we dry it, and then we grind it in between two volcanic stones called a molino. And then we add a little bit of water to it. Boom, masa. Seed de masa is what it's called.
Is this, can you keep this up?
We're doing it. Okay. So far, so good.
All right.
I got guys.
I don't even work there, and I'm already a little from this.
So we have a tortilla in the restaurant. So you can see it. You come in there, we got a tortilla oven. We affectionately call her Myra. She's from L.A. She's hot. She's sassy.
And she gets the job done. Chips.
Yeah, well, that is a goal down the road. We're still sort of mastering how we're controlling volume and doing all that stuff. But, yeah, we'd love to sell chips and potentially offer it on the menu a little bit more often than just Tuesdays.
Maybe just Tuesdays. I don't know. Because then you have to worry about freshness and stuff because you sound pretty fresh.
They're fresh.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll hold for a day. You know, chips have a little bit longer shelf life than a tortilla. But, yeah, we'll see. Tomorrow, come on by. Tuesday, all day long.
Yeah. Well,
get all the toppings.
So you even did Irish nachos.
Yeah.
I see that. But that will not be on the menu.
No.
Not till next year. So, big success with this. You're happy with the nachos going out?
Oh, yeah. Our sales are definitely boosted. People are, the buzz is out. The chip is on. People are coming in, and we're getting really good reviews. So it's all about making sure the fans are happy.
I love it. Who's Chuck?
Chuck. Oh, you're looking at our the rock star of the month.
Is this the rock? So do you do that? Do you put a little sunshine on an employee every month?
Dude, I have the best employees.
I would say.
I really do. I feel so fortunate that we've hired who we've hired, and the guys that have been with me for the last 7 years have stuck around and.
I was there the other day, and can I just tell you, people have been giving me a lot of shit because I've been eating there too much. I mean, give me a break. Again at Taco Rio? I'm like, dude, it's clean. I love it. But I went there the other day, and then I ordered something, and I've become a fan of that green hot sauce that comes in little packets.
Yeah, the Yucateca Habanero hot sauce.
Yes. And my order came out, and the girl had put a couple of little packets
in
there.
Oh, she knew.
Yeah, she's a little personal touch. I said, did you put these there? She goes, I did. I appreciate that. I'll have to find her name because she needs to maybe make the employee of the
I'm sure she will. I think you're talking about Sam. She's definitely a rock star.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I do agree. All your employees seem, I mean, I haven't met all of them, but everybody that I've dealt with has been very, very great and always accommodating, so. And Chuck's one of them, I suppose.
Yeah, Chuck, you know, he's been with us for over a year and a half. And he comes in and, you know, it could look like we could be busy as hell. The lunch rush is going off and drive-thru's going nuts and people are deer in the headlights at some points. It does get a little overwhelming because we are a fast, casual business. So we're trying to do a lot of food in a short amount of time. So it gets hectic.
But it says one day Chuck decided he wanted to work on a taco truck.
Yeah, yeah. He used to work at the Big Chill Cantina, helping out over there, bar backing. Just was a little, wasn't his cup of tea. And then he came over, and I was like, yeah, let's give you a go. And next thing you know, he's just killing it, always on time, always has a smile. Always in a good mood.
Does that happen a lot? People come in and love really what you're doing and want to be part of it?
Yeah, all the time. We work, you know, it's all about respect.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one really better than anybody there. We don't play that game.
Yeah.
You just treat people how you want to be treated, and we'll take care of you, take care of me. You know, it's how, you know, I was raised, and, you know, we've had some trouble people come through there, and, you know, we try to sort them out the best we can. We affectionately call ourselves sort of like the island of broken toys. Yeah. I don't know if you remember from the Rudolph.
Dude, that's what we used to call the salon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I used to call Painter's Mill, the island of unwanted toys. It's where you got sent when you can't afford Rehoboth & Lewis.
That's what, hey, come on down. We'll do our best. And if you don't straighten up, we will boot you right on out.
Hey, you know, I think you could probably put a Taco Rio out here. This is the growing area.
Yeah, this is the spot.
This is it.
Well, we are, I don't know if you know, but TR, we are trying to expand. We do have some goals to open up more stores around, but what I'm finding out, real estate around here is a son of a gun. It's
worse
few and far between.
There's worse words could be used.
Yeah, well, I understand it's a PG-13 sort of show, so yeah, well, trying to keep it down.
We'll work on changing that. We'll raise the age. So let's give a little shout out to Chuck. What's his last name?
Conquest.
That's his actual last name? Chuck Conquest?
Yeah. What a cool name.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Right, good job, Chuck Conquest. We love you, man. Hang in there, buddy. I love it. Diamond in a Rough. So yes, what I'm looking at, so where can you send me this? Can we? Is this going to be posted?
Yeah, we send it to all of our email, our customers who are on our email list, and we will be we're currently revamping our website, and then there'll be a link on our website so you can just check out what we're doing each week.
Okay, and all we're going to do is just go through the newsletter, and just, you know, get a personal touch on each subject in the newsletter, and, you know,
awesome.
In case. You know, we can learn any more that we can't learn in the newsletter. I see we're in the, what's up with Billy Idol?
Billy Idol, how did he make it? Hell yeah.
He's killing it.
He just had a kid. You follow him on Instagram.
All right, congratulations, Billy. That's awesome.
Yeah, he still got it.
He got suckered in. My wife tried to explain to me the other day that she thought it would be great if we had another kid. And I was like, no.
Are you okay, honey?
Because I am absolutely done with that part. I love my kids, but definitely don't want any more. So good to him. So what's up with Billy?
Well, in each newsletter, we always try to put a little rock tidbit in there, like, did you know? Like, just there's thousands of stories out there. So I'm just kind of, as a roadie myself, I'm just trying to, without telling my stories, I'm going to use someone else's stories, keep myself out of trouble. There's just some great ones. And this is a classic one where he just partying too hard in a hotel in Thailand, doesn't want to leave, and, you know, the caveat there is when he has to get shot by a tranquilizer gun by the Thai army, carry him out on a stretcher because he won't leave. Like, that's
him going to his baby's delivery. He's like, come on, I don't want to do it.
Well, this was 1989, so he was at the height of his stardom, I believe, right about then.
Steve Stevens.
Yep. You ever listen to some of his guitar solos?
Dude, there's clips of Billy and Steve doing stuff like within the last 5 years, just sitting with Steve Stevens playing acoustic. I mean, that he's an amazing guitarist.
Yeah, the whole the Cradle of Love album where he uses like a toy ray gun and puts it over the pickups to get some of these sound effects that are just iconic now.
Yeah,
and yeah, I Steve Stevens, go on YouTube. Just watch any of his videos, and you'll just—he makes Eddie Van Halen look
easy,
normal,
easy,
easy.
Steady. Because we don't need no rig. Eddie Van Halen brought out the drill.
True, true. That's a whole other thing.
So what do you say, Billy? Steve Stevens is better than Eddie Van Halen?
Like, I didn't want to be this controversial at 9 o'clock in the Monday morning.
It's
but
edgy
I'm,
right
I'm
now.
Putting it on. I'm putting it on the table.
Oh my God! All right.
I'm curious what Steve would say about all that. They're about the same age, I would imagine.
Or maybe. I don't know. Now, I bet Steve. I don't. You know, it's weird. I don't even know how old Eddie was when he passed away.
Me either.
I mean, he seems like he was probably 30, right?
Timeless.
I get, and this is funny because, you know, 89. This is, personally, my thought is the best time in music. 80s. It was awesome.
I'm a little younger than you, so I was still figuring it all out then. So it's hard. For me, it's always going to be the 90s.
Okay, 90s. I love the 90s music.
That's when I figured it out.
Honestly, I feel like music was great until, like, social media. When you really had to search and put the work in, you know, it's sort of like tacos. You got to put a lot of great work in, and then you put out a great product. But whatever. Well,
you still have to search. I mean, it's just easier to search now. You just got to know how to manage the Spotify's and the iTunes of the world and look for it.
Yeah, but we had more of a commitment, I felt like. Yeah. I know, and you're right, I am a little old. How old are you? 25?
Yep, 27. Yep.
27? Yeah, I'm 53. But, you know, in my day, there was work, you know. Mom, I had to call my mom, can you pick me up this record? And no. But she'd bring it home, and I would just, and I think we talked about this in the other podcast that we did, but just rifle through all the information I could gather in an album cover. And
well, I missed going into a record store and sort of, you know, finding the intimidating employee, you know, like they're a little nerdy, you know, they know way more than you know.
Yeah.
But you kick up a little small talk, see what kind of information you can get out of them.
Dude, remember rummaging through all the records?
Oh, yes. I still do that. I was doing that the other day at Gidget's Gadgets.
Albums have a click, albums have a sound, they're more softer. But CDs like, because we used to rummage through all the used, and that's where. But you'd find stuff. I remember. Yeah. I'll never forget going into Tower Records and finding GNR Lies. It was like, I never heard this was coming out. What is this? And it was amazing. So I missed that part of it, but whatever. We still got guys like Billy Idol still around.
I remember the Wonderland Records in Newark, 92. And there was this picture of a naked baby swimming in a swimming pool.
Yep.
I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, got the tape, and I remember I jammed that thing probably for 2 weeks straight. I had to go get another tape.
I'm assuming you're talking about Nirvana.
Yeah, the Nevermind album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just like, what is this? This is awesome. That guy, everything I wanted.
That guy recently was trying to sue.
Oh, yeah, the baby, the band, for using his likeness.
His parts were out. And yeah. I guess he was like, all of a sudden he had an issue with it. Yeah. So, but I think
he lost that.
Yeah,
one.
I think he lost it, unfortunately.
And all coolness he may have ever had.
One of the things I like about going to Taqueria is that you got a lot of great music playing in there.
That's what we do.
You know, as a guy that owns a hair salon, I can only play. I mean, I'm like, to my salon, I'll play what I want. But at some point, people are like, come on, I'm getting my hair cut and Metallica's playing in the salon. So, but you, you fortunately don't have those restrictions because you just have people kind of coming in and eating and then leaving.
Yeah, and we're hopefully while they're there, we're going to capture their attention in some way. I hope that they hear something they never heard before, and they're like, "Whoa, what was that?" And you know, and I love it when someone asks, like, "Who is that?" I'm like, "Yes,
yes, exactly."
And I love it when I know the band; I don't have to like look it up or anything. I know I curate all the music in there. We call it Masa FM.
Do you play it through? How do you? I mean,
let's create a playlist.
Do you use Spotify or something?
I'm an iTunes guy.
iTunes guy. Okay.
So let's create a playlist. We have like, I think it's up to 38 hours now.
Can people follow your playlist?
At some point they will be able to. We'll probably come up with a Spotify channel.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean when Apple figures out how to make
something
playlists?
Like that. Yeah. Everyone uses Spotify. I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm an old school guy. I had the first iPod back in the day.
Listen, I'm like you. I think we're all iTunes people, but you know, Spotify does some great job with great jobs with doing playlists and the ability to follow. That may be fun to do one day, is start, you know, if you're putting a lot of thought into your playlist, make them followable. Not saying you have to be a Spotify guy, but it might be.
That's something we've always wanted to do. And even in our billboard here, like we'll start talking about some concerts that are coming up. And I would love to be able to just build a playlist of those concerts so people can just listen to you like, oh, who's this band? I'm like, well, there you go. Check it out.
Well, and you can also post, you know, I don't know whether it's in a playlist or on your Instagram or whatever, but you could post like links to the playlist for the month. I don't know how you got enough going on. I'm not going to make more shit for you.
Where's Ashley?
Ashley, where's she on
figure
vacation?
This out. Yes, she's going her way to Miami to go club it up for a week.
Come on back. That's a good.
Oh, she needs that.
She does.
You go, girl.
All right. Yes. Send her down. There she goes. But it might be fun that people can follow your playlist. I know that. We do it for the Discovery Music Podcast, and a lot of people end up listening to the playlist. I actually, when in my search for music, I end up coming across music, and then I ended up listening to it, and I'm like, God, I never even heard this. So it is, it's
kind of not fun. The best feeling.
It is
when
the best
when you're like, who is this band? You never heard, you don't know anything about them, but you just got to hear something else from them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I saw my brother yesterday. He goes, I don't know, he's still stuck in Pearl Jam, which is, I love Pearl Jam, but I'm like, dude. And so I Turnstile, some different music that we've been bringing to the Discovery Music Podcast. He's like, oh, this is pretty good. And so there's a lot of good music out there.
Oh, it's. He's got to want to listen to it.
Just got to want to listen to it. All right. Well, so what? Is this, wait a minute. Is that what she say? She can't be. It's not live, so she can't be listening.
She's listening somehow.
She's like, Billy,
the icon.
Thank you. Oh, I like that. Let me see that. That's actually pretty good.
Nice. So we're talking about Ashley, my marketing coordinator at Taquerito, and she helps us out, do a lot of cool digital things, marketing media, and she just sent Tom and I our logo.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Where's our cool picture we took at the taco truck?
Good question. We'll have to ask Ashley. I'll text her right now.
Well, I actually like that better. I'm not sure.
Yeah, our old ass is on there.
I just assumed be out of the picture. Who is this on this bonus track? It's
Oh, that's Poppy.
Yeah.
So we have one of our employees. He just won a cooking competition down here last week. He made his beef empanadas. He's from Puerto Rico. And that's his father, Jose, in that picture, who owns a real estate
company
down here.
He's been on the podcast.
Yeah, Yo Soy Sussex. Yeah. We know everybody. Hey,
Ask Jose.
Small
world. I'm like, that looks like Ask Jose.
That's him. Yeah, and that's Brandon's father, and we're so proud of him that...
That's awesome.
He won
I didn't know
first
that.
Place, and he does, his empanadas are awesome. We'll probably put them on the menu here very shortly.
I didn't know that his son worked there. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's full of energy, just like his son. They're very similar.
Yeah. So what is let's see. Says one of our own, Brandon Poppy, won first place last Thursday at the Look Who's Cooking fundraising event for the Sussex County Habitat for Humanity. He's a kitchen manager here at Taquerio. His award-winning dish was one of the specialties, beef empanadas. We're pretty sure they're going to be making guest appearances on the special stage sooner than later. Congrats, Poppy. That's awesome. So do you do that? Do you allow people to come up with dishes?
Yeah, all the time. It's like if you're jamming with some friends and, you know, someone's got a cool riff, like, well, let's play that thing. That sounds better than what we're doing right now. But, yeah, I mean, we are a chef-driven kitchen. I'm a chef by trade. We have lots of chefs that work with us. And our chefs need to be creative to be sustainable and be happy. So anytime someone can come up with an idea or recipe for us and it fits our vibe and, you know, they go and make it and I can try it and, yeah, we go with it.
So empanadas are kind of like, they're like... I don't want to compare them to a stromboli, but it's kind of a piece of dough folded over with meat and stuff inside, right? And it looks like a...
It's like a little triangle. It's usually fried or baked. In this case, he took some of our masa and then did the ground beef, the picadillo, I believe is what it is, and folds it in there and crimps them up. It's an Argentinian specialty as well, and in Puerto Rico, it's a little different style. But yeah.
You know how cool would that be if you could freaking encase something inside a taco shell?
What's that called? I think it's like a gordita getting to that realm.
But that's more, it's still soft. Gorditas are soft. I mean, I guess I'm thinking of another taco place, but, you know, an empanada is sealed, right? Mm-hmm. But it's still soft. It's pliable. It's chewy. You bite through it. But how cool would that be to, like, a shell?
You want some crunch.
Yeah, some crunch up in there.
All right. Note to self.
I know you've got enough work to do. So is it hard if somebody comes to you and says, listen, you know, Billy, we're trying this, and I'm sure you've obviously been paying attention. So, but is it hard to start implying that or implementing that in a day, or does that really throw everything out of whack?
It's not that hard. It's always on the person who wants the idea made. Right. Like, you know, it's easy to talk about something, but to actually do it, you know, make it happen, right, takes a little bit extra effort. So it's not hard, but it definitely, it's on them.
It's on them.
Like just because they have the idea and then like, oh, I want to go make it, that's not going to work that way.
Well, I do, I don't know this guy, but I do know Ask Jose, and he's a great guy, so I'm sure they're both fantastic. And he was actually on the Rehoboth Social podcast. Matt Curran sent him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
Chef Kern.
Chef Kern.
Have you been to his new restaurant yet in Ocean City?
Haven't.
I got to get down there. He's the man.
Yeah, well, let me know when you want to go. Let's go. Because I'm not even sure if I'm at that level to even eat that food. I mean, it looks so good.
He's doing that for us, specifically. I believe he's talking about that.
He's on Instagram. So his new restaurant, Coastal One?
Yep.
Is there one Coastal or Coastal One?
It's one or the other.
Oh, fuck. Where's that? Bring us up on the television in turn. But he just bought that new restaurant, and I'm following him on Instagram, and he's putting out some. I'm like, how would you even start to eat that? I don't even.
Take your fork, scrape it across the middle,
and start chowing.
Just, yeah, don't worry about it.
One Coastal.
Yeah. All right. He's a great guy. So that's it for the newsletter.
No, we forgot my favorite part.
Well, that's why you're here.
The concert calendar.
Ah.
All the bands. So what I'm trying to do is every 2 weeks let everybody know what bands that I think are worthy of our attention are coming to the area. And I'm talking more of the urban metro areas, not the local Cork and all that. You know,
you're talking like Philly, D.C., something you can get to.
And once Freeman stage pops up, we'll start throwing those into the calendar as well. But for right now, it's, you know, being this time of year, there's not a whole lot of bands super hyper local.
No.
So I'm not afraid to make a two-hour trip out to Philly, or I love the Fillmore, the TLA. I love the 930 Club. You know, I'm not afraid to go take that trip. And so I just wanted, like, how do we? You know, so if this is just me, sort of bands that I'm into. It's definitely more of a rock, metal, Liquid Stranger. I really wished I was made that show, but just didn't work in my
so
schedule.
Where was that at?
I was at the Fillmore. And they're like an electronic reggae band. They're just super immersive. Like,
nice.
Once you get in there, you just buckle up and get ready to go listen on a journey.
Yeah, man.
We saw Joey Bonamassa, one of the best blues guitarists around. Sepultura. Just missed them.
Brazil.
Yes. That's
Dude, where did they play? Where did Sepultura play?
The TLA.
So nice
TLA? South Street.
What is it?
South Street, Philadelphia.
Theater of Living Arts. Yeah,
dude,
it's a nice little
Sepultura
small
Sepultura was like, I mean, a huge band. So that's crazy that they're playing in such a small. That's a pretty heavy band too.
Yeah, that's about it's.
You better wear a helmet.
Heavy as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That place holds a few hundred people as well. So
you're coming out with a bloody lip, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ah, well, that's if you're up front. We're old now. We stick in the back usually.
Looking through the window. Ooh, it looks kitschy. No, I mean, and I'm kidding. But Sepultura, that's a pretty big band. I mean, they're like with Slayer, that kind of style. They were big. I remember when I was out in San Diego, we were huge Sepultura fans. So that's crazy they're even still around. That's awesome.
Fortunately, no more Slayer. Which I think they're going to have to come back at some point. I mean, they're just too... They're not that old.
What was the problem? Was it Tom Morello? Or... It's not Tom Morello. Tom...
The
singer.
He was just done with it.
I don't know if it was Tom. I know that Kerry King...
He was the bass player. Kerry King was the guitarist.
Kerry King's the guitarist. The other thing is that... Was it David, the other lead guitarist, he got, like, bit by a spider, or he got really sick. And I don't know if he's even... If he left the band. They're getting old. I mean, these guys. I was listening to Slayer when I was like in 10th grade,
mm-hmm.
So that's a hot minute.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like after you do this for 40 years,
it was funny. My brother-in-law Jay used to have the music store up in Middletown, and he used to have, like, I remember he did a thing with Kerry King. They did an in-store with Kerry King up at his shop and up in Middletown, and he had to go pick up Kerry at the airport and take him to the hotel and feed him and bring him to the. I wish I could have gone and hung out with him, but he said he was a super great guy. Yeah, so it would be nice to have some little Slayer back. I actually saw Slayer. Slayer, Megadeth, and Alice in Chains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss me some Alice in Chains.
No.
Still to this day, whenever that comes along, you're just yes, turn it up.
It's a freaking tragedy.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
That's a bummer. But they're one of the few bands out there. They lost their lead singer and then replaced them, and still, you know, they're still touring, still... doing
participating.
Her thing. Yeah, it's not the same.
No.
But it's They Blind Melon did that too, and I remember it was so weird. Like, how do you replace Shannon Hoon in that voice? And they would do a set of like Blind Melon, like the cover band, and then they did their own stuff. And I just remember being like, the new stuff was like, nah, I'm not for that. But the covers were good.
I don't know if that happens a lot with a lot of bands. I don't know if it's just because I've gotten old and just don't. I have a lot on my mind, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just not falling into the music like I used to. But yeah, you know what else I just saw was that Hootie put out a new album.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of Dewey, I think did Hootie ever play down there?
I don't.
Many.
You, I want to say yes, but yeah. I don't know.
I think Dave Matthews even played down in Dewey.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
Dude, Dave played a fraternity frat party when I went to college once. It was nuts. It was back. I mean, right when he was blowing up, that was probably like 94, 95.
Hence the reason he hasn't been back to Dewey Beach. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Well, it is funny. And, you know, I love when I go into your place and the outside of your place, inside, outside, it all says 80s and 90s metal music. I mean, the place is a Marshall amp. So
yeah, I guess
honest.
I kind of did that by. Oops.
So it doesn't surprise me that you're finding music to be more entwined into the business of tacos and music.
Well, that's how I was always envisioned was how do we put these two things together? Tacos, my love for music, my love for tacos, and they kind of go together. They just
go
do
very well together.
There's there's hundreds of different types of tacos. There's hundreds of different types of genres of music. And just how do we mash them up in a nice, cohesive way? You know, sometimes it's hard to play Pantera at 11:30 in the morning. And
is that what time you open?
We open at 11 a.m.
Okay, that's good to know.
And I have no problem opening up with Pantera. But some of the customers are like, what is this? You know, they're maybe a little older and they're not quite in tune with all that. But I'll tell you what, our senior crowd is loving us. Which I did not see that coming.
Well, I will tell you my own personal experience with your food is that it's very, I like to use the word clean, but it's simple. I can see everything that I'm eating, right? It's not a whole lot of confusion. I just know, there was another restaurant, I won't say the name, but another similar kind of style with a similar kind of bowl and stuff, which I really liked. My wife hates the place, so I cannot go there anymore. But I like simple, clean food with great flavor. And I can tell you that I'm just doing the bowls. I've done the tacos, but, you know, whether it's the chicken, the beef, the fish, I know exactly what I'm eating. And I like that.
I
think that's key for a lot of people.
Yeah, we're not trying to hide anything.
There's no mystery meat up in there.
No, we don't play that game.
Could put a little more fish, though. Do you have a complaint section in there? Because I have suggestions.
Oh my god!
Can I get another piece of fish on
so
my
far
bowl?
We've got.
Can I get a what?
He wants crunchy empanadas and more fish.
What else? Green ones.
Green one.
Dude, those sound empanada bombs. Those sound good.
He came with a list.
No, but I think that you know. So back to your point, older people. You know, as we get older, we start paying attention to what we eat, and maybe that's what they're finding: fresh ingredients and great flavor.
We'll see. Maybe they just. They like to rock out, too. You know, they're not.
Oh, so what you're saying is it's the music.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I'm here for the tacos.
You know, they're trying to stay young. Like, oh, this is what the people are listening to. Like, this is Doja Cat? I don't like that. This is Doja
Cat. Nana, put that Pantera on. That really got my foot a-shaking.
We got some cool video of some seniors rocking out to some of the tunes. You'll see them on the Instagram. Actually, they're on the Instagram if you look through it. It's pretty funny.
I love that. Well, and listen, you can make great tacos, you can do everything right, and you still have to do these other things like Instagram and newsletters and just keep your toe in the water.
Well, that's how the whole landscape's changed in the last 8-9 years from, remember when I opened up Taqueria, we're like debating, like, should we even have a Facebook account and, you know, Insta what? Like, wasn't even a thing. You know, we're still spending money on newspaper ads and radio jingles, which radio jingles are still cool. But it's just it's just completely flipped upside down.
Dude, I had a guy on the podcast. In fact, his podcast posted this morning and I'm like, what's your Instagram? He's like, oh, I don't know if we even have one. I go, Dave, come on, bro. You got to have an Instagram. Actually, now Instagram's almost old school.
Yeah. Like the TikTok is sort of edged in front of it a little bit. I think they're all great mediums, and that's just how you use them. They all kind of reach different crowds.
Well, it's funny with TikTok or Reels is that, you know, not only are we promoting ourselves, right, but we're also promoting music. I mean, there's a lot of music now that's coming out. You know, oh, that's a TikTok song. It happens all the time. I'm like, there was that Will Smith's daughter. I forget her name, but she put out that song, and I was like, I just saw it on Instagram, and I'm like, this song is great. And I started, so I downloaded the whole song, and my daughter's like, that's a TikTok song, Daddy. I was like, oh, I felt bad.
They don't even know it. Like, an artist actually wrote that song. It's just TikTok.
Right.
Because there's going to be like a million people putting, you know, their video to that song. Oh, have you seen the best one, though? Look at my picture of my dog just laying there, and then put your dog to AC/DC. In the background of the music,
yeah,
and it makes any video look cool. Like it's hilarious. Like you just,
dude, I get a band for you. Here, we can play. What the hell? It's a free for all. Here, I get a band for you to check out that you might like. That is new, and you know, in the AC/DC kind of realm. Where is it here? So when does it? How many times a month are we putting out a newsletter? Once a month?
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
Yeah.
All right, when and how can people find it?
Get on our mailing list. Go on to tacorijo.com, and there's a little box there. It says, hey, you want to hear what we're doing? Give us your email.
So I know when, like, people come and sit down, and you know, and I like how the lady says, you know, grab a seat and then scan the code on the table, which says your seat number and stuff. And that allows you to actually kind of register sort of into your email, I would guess, because it does ask for, like...
Yeah, we ask date of birth and your email.
Date of birth and
so that's
email.
So we can send you something nice on your birthday.
There you go.
Oh, I forgot big breaking news, or breaking chews, as the foodie would like to say. We just started yesterday. We now have DoorDash capability.
Nice.
At the restaurant, and also online ordering is fully to go. So you can come curbside, pick it up. Or be super lazy and DoorDash it up and come on in. And
there's a little AC/DC-ish band.
It definitely sounds like Bon Scott.
This is Goodbye June. I could hear this in Taco Rio.
Totally. This is up our alley. I love songs with build-ups.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it over to you. Find
like it
in your Apple's iTunes.
I can see myself working out later today, and that's what I'm going to be jamming out to.
Well, I think, you know...
I mean, you told me that was AC/DC. I mean, that's spot on for AC/DC. Like, it's hard to... I don't know how you would differentiate that.
Well, it sounds like Jackal. There's some other... Remember, there was some other kind of 80s, 90s metal that was, you know, loosely kind of based on AC/DC style. Well,
it all is, almost. Yeah,
it's all good stuff. Do you think that is one of the things that you enjoy about having this restaurant is the ability to kind of play cool music?
Oh, it's absolutely.
You're not hearing this in, like, Applebee's and...
No. I mean, well, maybe you could these days, but I love that. It makes me laugh, like, wow, we're getting... How are we playing this right now? Like, you would never hear this anywhere. Like, Dogfish, I'll give them some credit. They have some good playlists. I know Sam's a huge music head, and so I've definitely heard some, like, whoa, what is this playing? And then
I wonder if you can follow Dogfish Head on their music.
I don't know. Good question. I know Sam has his, like, own playlist. I've gone in there. I'm like, who's this? He's like, oh, Sam's playlist. He's here. This is what he wants to listen to. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, go in your own restaurant. I'm like, dude, we're going to listen to this. Like, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's why I have my own hair salon.
That's why I open my own restaurant.
I've thrown people out who badmouth Pearl Jam in my hair salon. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. Out the door you went. Well, I think that might be, you know, and it's interesting when we start talking about it, is that that may be something that we start doing, is just following people's playlists. I mean, that's kind of the difference between... the iTunes and Spotify. Spotify is more, I think, of a social music platform, where iTunes is just music platform.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they'll probably be joining
this. Buying each other out.
Yeah, getting the same idea. Yeah. Going. Well, listen, I appreciate it. I think we're going to keep working on this. This is our, we had to put our toes in and see what's going to happen. We'll polish this up a bit and figure out how to make this a little better. I know we were a little bit behind the eight ball as far as, you know, doing the podcast prior, or I guess post Irish St. Patrick's Day. But hopefully we start doing this and be more informative and less talking about what was.
I think we talked about everything that needed to be talked about.
I agree. No, I thought it was great, but, you know.
Yeah, we always get better. That's anything makes perfect.
What do we need to look out for in the, I don't know when we're going to start, how often we'll do this, but what's coming up? Anything that you want to talk about? Anything to start looking out for? We got the Nacho Regular Nachos.
Nachos tomorrow. We got our patio is going to be opening up very shortly. There's nice weather.
Have you had it open yet?
Yeah, this past weekend was
gorgeous. Oh, it was open. But had you had it open prior to this?
No, it was too cold.
Okay.
But now that we can, it's an open air restaurant. The whole front of the restaurant opens up. It's all garage doors.
It's all garage doors,
so when
which
it's
is
open
awesome.
Air, it just has this. It's just a way better feel. It's not as confined, and you know, the patio is nice. Holds 35 more people outside. Nice. We have an outside guitar bar. We've got a new drink menu dropping. That's going to be great. We got all our cocktails are named after rock stars and whatnot. So we're having fun with that. And again, the DoorDash is now online, online ordering. So that is a huge thing for us.
Is that hard to get into? Did that take a lot?
It takes some. It takes a little bit of behind the scenes. It's not hard. It's just a little tedious. A lot of some.
Basically, getting on DoorDash is choice. I mean, like if you go on, I don't. You know,
They do a lot of it for you. They want your business, and they do. They help you get that menu together to their standards. And then once you're on
I don't even know how it works. Do you go to DoorDash to order, or do you go to Taco Rio and then comes and get it?
There's two ways to do it. So you can go through DoorDash to have it delivered, but then you're going to have to spend, it's about 35% more, and we do have to raise our prices on that platform. Mm. So we're not losing money on it.
Right.
But you can also, if you order online through Taco Rio, the prices are the same, but you have to come get it. So there lies in the difference. From what I've heard, people who order on DoorDash, they don't even look at the price. They don't care. They want that food for whatever reason. They're not coming out to go get it.
Well,
they'll pay it.
The other thing is, I think you can, because I remember there was a girl that worked at the salon that she was doing DoorDash. And I think if you join DoorDash, don't quote me on this, but like a premium membership or something, I don't know if there is a charge. You'd probably pay a little more up front to be the member, but... Because I don't want people to think it's 35% more. Because there is a little charge through DoorDash, but
there I've heard that what you're talking about, and then what I'm talking about through different. I don't know if it's a state thing. I don't know if there is a premium membership potentially. Right. Yeah, don't quote me on that either.
But, don't quote us.
But
it's a podcast, guys.
If you don't want to get off your couch and you're hungry for some tacos, DoorDash it up, my man.
I love it. Well, listen, I appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple weeks. See you in a few weeks, whenever. You let me know.
Awesome.
Make
always
another newsletter and we'll chat about it.
I love it.
Here, I'll take us out with some more of your... let's see what we got. How about we'll try... This is another fun band that I found. This is Rival Sons.
Oh, I love Rival Sons.
Oh, you know them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. They're a good band. Thank you, Dempsey.
Thank you.
Good intern. Maybe we'll start a playlist for this podcast.
Well, I was thinking about doing that.